What the hell? After all that, she's just going to forgive him? She could do so much better.
Relax. It's the third act. All sins must be forgiven before they ride happily into the sunset. That's like a law for all rom-coms.
He could have at least apologized. Like 2 seconds ago, she was still pissed at him.
Shh! They're about to kiss!
The hero on screen dips the heroine down, and there they go. There's the magical, conflict-resolving kiss they've been building towards for the last 2 hours. Your face is lit by the low blue light of the screen when I look over at you. You're totally, completely consumed by this scene. It's kind of hilarious.
They don't make them like this anymore. It's all dating sites and blind dates. Where's the drama? The intrigue?
The using her to steal her father's estate and defraud her family?
Yeah, okay, Killjoy. It's almost over.
You shove my shoulder playfully, and I kick my legs out over yours. I'm picking the movie next time.
If you say so.
You and I have always, I don't know, messed with each other. Been physical in ways I'm not with my other friends. We got really close really quick when we were both working at this awful bar a few years ago. That got us in the habit of texting a lot and talking pretty much every day. I loved being able to complain about something at work and you would know exactly what I was talking about. We've spent endless late nights on this couch, your couch, watching reality television and bad made-for-TV movies. That's our new thing. Texting each other at 2 a.m. to gush over some manufactured drama on our favorite show is just a norm for us. You treat me in a way that's hard to put into words. You're always giving me physical attention, always hyping me up, telling me how good I look. It just feels different than any other friendship I've had, especially with women. Almost like you think of me as a boyfriend or something. But maybe that's just how you are.
You're staying the night, right?
Yeah. You getting sleepy?
What time is it? Ooh, it's later than I thought. Yeah, I probably should head to bed. My mom's driving up in the morning and wants to get brunch.
Your legs press against mine as you untangle yourself out from under me. You look over at me, and I feel my face get a little hot. I always feel a little awkward when I sleep over. Like I don't really know what lines can and can't be crossed. We cuddle on the couch sometimes. Would it be okay to cuddle in bed? You reach past me for your phone on the side table. You have to reach so far that your chest presses up against me. Our faces are just a couple of inches apart. And I like the feeling of your weight on me. I'm trying desperately not to think about your breasts. Your ass pushed up in the air. I put my hand on your waist to steady you as you reach even further, your fingers just grasping your phone. You turn your head and... I'm sorry.
Don't be.
You shift your knee slightly and place it between my legs so you're half straddling me. I let my other hand come up and rest on your bare hip, just where your cropped t-shirt has ridden up. It feels like we both want to say something, but maybe the best thing for now is to just keep going, talk later. Kissing you feels natural and easy. And if I'm being honest, I'm really, really turned on right now. You arch your body into my chest and slowly rub yourself against me, just getting used to the feeling of me, the feeling of our bodies moving together.
Touch me.
My heart suddenly beats faster in my chest. A warm surge of pleasure rides through me. I press my hand up against your pussy on the outside of your sweatpants and rub my palm up against you. You buck your hips into my hand, demanding more. You yank down your sweatpants, suddenly desperate, like you need me to touch you as soon as possible. I help you get out of your underwear and your hand hovers over mine, guiding me between your legs. I push two fingers into your folds and just let them sink in. Is that good? Right there?
Yeah. Yeah. Touch my clit. Right there. Just... Oh, God. Just touch it right there.
You're really wet.
Go inside me.
You lower your mouth onto my neck, and your breath is warm against me. I push two fingers inside you, so easy.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, yeah. Keep going.
Oh, fuck. Is that for me? Are you wet for me?
Yeah. Yeah, babe. All for you.
You've called me babe plenty of times, but I've never heard your voice sound like this before. Your body rocks against mine, lifting and lowering onto me as you grind yourself into me, and my fingers disappear inside you. I can feel it now. How long I've wanted you. How long I've been trying to ignore it. Fuck. I can feel your hands sliding down to my hips and pulling. Your thigh slips between my legs and... Shit.
Grab into me. I want to hear you moan.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.